Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be misquoted and used against you. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, this will be the last Monday morning so far in the month of...
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says gun control is being able to hit your target. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, one of my severest critics kind of read me the riot act on an email that I received this morning because I did not talk about the Discovery Channel's chemtrail coverage. Well, I tell you, Wanda, why I didn't. I didn't like the darn thing. I saw it. I watched it the first time. And, yes, they reran it again yesterday, but I thought it was kind of more just gobbledygook. I couldn't see that they really did anything all that exciting showing us what they're doing with the chemtrails. Newswithviews.com has a pretty good article today about it. They watched it. Or the writer of this article did. He said the material for the investigation presented by Not to Discover Channel was just as you would expect from a controlled media production. They presented carefully selected material arranged into a purposely crafted design. And I thought exactly the same thing. I have more stuff, more information in my chemtrail file by far than what we've had more people on the air here talk about the chemtrails much better than what they did on the Discovery Channel. At least I thought that was the way it was. Journalist William Thomas acknowledges these are not normal contrails and provides good examples of many health-related incidents associated with the presence of chemtrails. However, he mistakenly believes it is entirely being used to slow down global warming. I saw that, too, and I thought, no, that's not what it's about at all. So I thought they were just misleading the people with the Discovery Channel's coverage of the chemtrails. But anyway, so much for Discovery Channel, so much for the chemtrails. The writer of this article says, my main question throughout the entire coverage was how did they go from demonstrating aircraft using outside canister-like applicators and cartridges to release chemtrails into the atmosphere to the spin of aluminum particles in commercial jet fuel. And they did. They talked over and over and over about jet fuel. Well, we all know that anybody that has seen any of these things know that it's not coming from the jet fuel. It's coming out of, as they say here, the canisters that are located on the wings. Anyway, and we've discussed this on this show time and time again concerning barium and strontium and titanium and how they mix with the fluoride and the chloride in the atmosphere. These are just typical elements I can easily find on all patients during the spring and summer months when the materials ionize more readily. This doctor's saying that's why people are having problems breathing and all that. But anyhow, the reason I didn't think the thing was worthy of even mentioning after I watched the first time. Okay, so much for the chemtrails. Now, George Bush, I didn't even know he was doing this. I had completely missed out on some of these things. I've been doing a lot of things recently that normally don't do. And as a result, I have not...